Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Dinks podcast. Really quick, just want to let everybody know that we now have a Twitter account and a Instagram account that's just for the podcast. Both are at Dinks Podcast, so that's DINKS. For those who don't know, Dinks were, short form for dual income, no kids, kind of our situation at the moment. And So check us out on those. We'd love to interact with people and follow us, and we'll let you know. Eventually,
Well,
we'd like to be posting live. In fact, today, since we do have the Instagram account, we just, we enabled kind of the live feed, but there's nobody in it, which is kind of sad.
it's just the two
But
of us right now.
someone's got to follow you before they know you're live. So,
Yeah, so
anyways.
we'll get there one day.
We're just gonna let it run if somebody happens to join, because we did get a few people liked some of our posts and stuff. Then if it's appropriate, we'll have some discussions with them. But that being said, today's podcast is going to be about travel and traveling. So we're kind of gonna wing this one. It's gonna be, kind of everything that we've experienced with travel and traveling tips and tricks and
Places we've been, places we want to go, what we.
places that we've been and haven't liked as much necessarily. So kind of all that stuff. That's really the idea of today's podcast. We'll try to keep it semi short. So the goal is to keep it under half an hour and hopefully even shorter than that. But yeah, that's it. So I guess we can get started, because the reason we came up with the topic or decided that this would be an interesting topic is,
Because it's something we like to do. It's something we enjoy. We
right.
look forward to traveling. We make it a priority to at least once a year, if not twice a year, travel. Sometimes it's somewhere new. Sometimes it's somewhere we've already been before, but it's something that we enjoy and it's important to us, so.
In fact, almost every year we do this kind of goofy thing where at the beginning of the year we write down goals for the year, and it's like, they can be really stupid little silly things like I want to buy this, or they could be kind of really ambitious things like, I want to make this much money or something stupid like that. But quite often what's in there is, we want to visit one new place or two new places or go back to this place or something to that effect. So it's something we've always kind of made time for. And we like doing. And quite honestly, I think most people like traveling, right?
I think so. I
Do you
do.
know anybody who doesn't like to travel?
I think I know one or two people who don't mind not traveling. It's not that they don't like it, but they actually don't mind staying at home. And so we like to see new places, try new things. When you travel somewhere new, there's the culture, there's the food, there's just so much, right? And
Let's get one thing out of the way, though. Let's be honest, right? The actual
the
traveling
traveling
part,
part, yeah.
that sucks.
I don't particularly like the flights
Yeah.
or,
Airports,
yeah.
TSA,
Yes.
all that stuff.
That's not the fun part of it.
Hurry up and wait
I
everywhere.
like once we
That
get to where we're
sucks.
going.
Yeah.
I like the lead up, like once we've decided we're going somewhere, I like the lead up and we're excited and
Yeah.
planning and but the
Something to look
actual,
forward to.
yeah, the count counting down. But the actual day of travel is just like, oh, can we just like fast forward and get to where we're going?
Right.
But if you don't go through the travel, you're not going to
You
get
don't
there.
get there. But yeah,
So
I definitely wish there were ways to make it a little
faster.
easier, faster, easier, less painful, whatever you want to call it. But it is what it is, right?
I guess it's first world problems.
Exactly. So I guess we've been traveling together pretty much since we were dating or early days, right?
Yeah. Do you remember our first trip?
Yep, I remember our first trip. It was to Cuba.
No, it was to Niagara Falls.
Okay, I guess
That was the first time
that
we
doesn't count, I
went. I
guess.
thought it counted. First time we went. So we were dating maybe for a year, I'm not sure. We saved up. We were students at the time. We didn't have any money.
Yeah, that's right.
So we saved up. We were saving up for months. So I think we had like $250. I
Okay,
think
keep in
that's what we
mind, anyone
had.
who's listening to this, keep in mind, we live about an hour away, an hour's drive away from Niagara Falls. So that's
So it's
why I didn't count
I
it.
counted it because it was the first time we stayed like went away together. We stayed in a hotel.
We stayed at this cheesy motel. Like, it was on kind of the main strip, I guess,
I don't
but
remember
it
the
was at the
name.
end of the strip of Lindsay's Lane or whatever it is,
Lundy's
Lundy's
Lane?
Lane,
Lundy's Lane?
which is kind of the main area on the Canadian side of Niagara Falls. But it was a some cheesy motel. I remember like
I
reading and
remember,
thinking like, oh wow, they got a pool.
yeah, you called and they had a swimming pool, but
Yeah.
when we got there, they were filling the swimming pool with a garden hose.
Yeah.
And it took like the entire time that we were there to fill the pool.
It didn't even get full. I have
No.
pictures of us in it till up,
It's
like
up to my knees.
it's like, yeah, it's not even
Yeah.
like half full. And like, of course, the water was freezing, and the place was a bit of a dump now thinking back, but at the
I know,
time,
but we
hey,
were young and, we didn't have much money.
standards were low.
We were so excited to just go away together, right?
Standards were
So,
low at the time, yeah.
yeah, we
And I
didn't.
remember we used to have to walk because parking, of course, we're on a budget, right? So it
Yeah.
was like parking, we had the car parked. If we were going to take the car down like closer to the falls, you'd have to pay for parking, so we would walk it, and it was a stretch.
Yeah, it was pretty far.
Yeah, so I
We
don't consider that the first time we went away, I guess,
But I do,
technically.
so that's the first time. So the second time.
Yeah, the second time was Cuba. So for those of you who don't know, who maybe might be listening from the United States, as Canadians, we get to go to Cuba fairly easily without issue and do quite often for vacation. So, yeah, I mean, we went to a 3.5-star hotel.
We were still students at the time.
We were students, I remember. I'll never. The funny part about that story was, so we both worked at this grocery store, and that's how we met. We both worked at a grocery store. Janice was a cashier, and I worked kind of in the produce department. So we knew we were going to Cuba, and we're totally on a budget here, right? I think the tickets were like
They
$1,200
were
each,
1200. Yeah, I remember.
and I think Janice just had enough
I
money to
just,
pay
like,
for
that was me
that.
scraping.
Yeah, I was already working because I'm a year older, so I was out of school, so I had a little bit more money,
Well,
but
that's true, yeah.
barely. So, and then I remember us thinking, because at the time in Cuba, they still
Oh,
accepted American
yeah. I
dollars.
forgot,
They
yeah.
still accepted American dollars. So of course, it was, it happened a lot at the store where people would come in with U.S. money, and not necessarily bills most of the time, but most of the time it was
It was
change.
change,
We'd see a lot of U.S. quarters. So, in our infinite wisdom, it was like, hey,
yeah.
Janice, you're working the cash. And at the time, I think she was working in the office, she counted the money as well. So anytime she saw a U.S. quarter, she would swap it for a Canadian quarter.
Yeah, I would basically buy the US coins at face value.
Right. And because back then there was a big difference. The US dollar was worth a lot more than the Canadian dollar.
Yeah.
I think it was like 60 cents or something. Like,
Like 60, no,
excuse
how
me,
did
it
that
was like
work?
$1.40 to
To
buy
buy one US
one US
dollar.
dollar. So, big difference. So we thought, here's a great idea. I don't even know how much we accumulated,
We
but I
had a
know it was a
lot,
lot.
yeah.
I know it was a
It
lot. It was bags and
was a lot
bags.
of quarters.
Quarters. So here's the hilarious part. So we get to Cuba, and they do this like orientation day, like most places do. Quite honestly, nowadays we skip it because it's just
We don't,
nonsense.
yeah, we don't find it useful.
But we thought first day, yeah, sure, let's this is all new to us. Let's sit down and listen to what they got to say. And they tell us that they just banned the use of U.S. change. They're still accepting U.S. currency, but they
In
no
bill, yeah.
longer
No
accept
coins.
coins.
And we're
And
like,
we're like,
what?
oh my God.
That's like all the money we have.
Well, it wasn't all the money we had,
But
but
a
it was a
chunk of
good
it.
portion of it. Luckily, people were still taking it because it's money. And I guess it's Cuba. And, we did get a lot of no, they didn't, folks wouldn't want to take it when we were trying to buy souvenirs and stuff,
Yeah.
but we did get rid of it. We probably just didn't, it didn't stretch as long as,
Or
as
as far,
far as it
yeah.
might have maybe a couple months before. So that was just funny because we saved up all this, went
It
to all
was,
this work.
yeah, it was like months of collecting coins, and I think I even rolled them up. Like I got wrappers and I rolled them up and everything. So, yeah.
Yeah, I remember being heavy too,
Yeah.
just to
And
carry it on.
I think when our bags went through the X-ray machine, they were like, "What is all this?"
I don't remember that part. It's
Yeah.
possible, but so yeah. So that was our first, I guess, I think of a vacation where we both got
Yeah.
on a plane and went somewhere. It was okay. I think we had a good t like honestly, I think if we went back there today, we'd probably think the place was a dump.
But at the time, I enjoyed
But at the
it,
time we liked
you
it.
know.
I think it's part of the whole thing, your standards just change. But it was a nice place. It was in Veradero, which was fairly new to us at the time. We've been back to Veradero since a couple years ago,
Yeah.
and now it's much more, there's a lot more hotels, it's much more
Yeah,
populated.
it's a lot more crowded. There's it's not the same, and that's only in a, what was that, a 10-year span? Yeah.
So, you know, it was close to the airport, whatever, and we had a good time. What could you ask for? The beach was kind of crappy because we were on like this weird kind of river slash
There was a
bay
river behind,
area.
yeah.
So it wasn't that typical, you know, Caribbean water. But like I said, at the time we thought it was great. Today we'd probably think it was a dump. But
But at the time, we were happy, so
yeah,
that's.
exactly. That's all that matters.
But now when I think back about it, I'm just like, oh, we were so young. Look at us and our first trip and.
No, and it just goes to show you, like, we were basically broke. Not broke, but we were saving at the time for, you know, buying a house and all that other stuff. And we still made it happen, so, you know, with minimal funds. So it was, you know, that's why travel is important to us. We like doing it. We like to make time for it. Kind of our routine right now is we go pretty much every year we go to Portugal. The reason for that is we're both born in Toronto, Canada, but our families are from Portugal, so we're first generation Canadians. And my mom actually happens to live in Portugal. She's retired there. So to me it's kind of like home away from home. So we go there typically near the end of summer for a couple weeks, and then what we try to do at least once is in what, you know, the middle of the
I guess it's,
Canadian winter.
yeah, end of winter, beginning of spring is usually when we'll try to do a down south trip. So, for example, we're going to Mexico in a couple of weeks. So, we need a break from the cold weather. So, that's kind of what we do. We try, if we can, you know, do 2 trips a year, 1 week down south somewhere and 2 weeks in Portugal. And then while we're there, we usually try to take advantage of being overseas. And, you know, see if there's somewhere else that we can travel to, because traveling within Europe is actually very affordable compared to traveling, I find, within Canada.
That's like tip number one, is if you're
Yeah.
going to Europe, it's, you know, to travel within Europe, especially flying within Europe, it's so much cheaper
Yeah.
than, say, you know, anywhere here in North America, in the same distance.
Yeah.
Now, you know, there's some interesting airlines with interesting experiences that we can get into, but you know, for an example, we flew 1 year. We actually one time at one point in our lives, I guess this was several years ago now, we actually took 3 months off from work. It was like a leave of absence, and we were in Portugal and we wanted to go to Paris, so started looking around for flights, and we found a flight that was basically from Portugal to Paris and back. So it was a return flight. For the two of us, I believe it was 150
It was
Canadian
150
dollars,
Canadian for both of us, like taxes, everything, all in.
which today is like, you know, a little over 100 US dollars.
Right. Yeah, that's
So,
true.
and that was with Ryanair, which, you know, the best description I have for it is like a bus with wings, because it was interesting. I've never seen.
I had never been on a flight. I think now it's a little
It
bit
might be
more
better.
common,
Yeah,
and maybe it's a little bit better
it's
now,
probably
but
better now.
it was pretty much, you know, you had to pay for extra. So if you wanted to pick your seat, if you wanted to take a bag, so we had like minimal stuff with us. We didn't realize that it was just going to be kind of line up, and then they let people in, and you got to kind of scramble for a
So
seat.
people are lined up to get on the plane like hours before the gate even opens because they want to sit with each other. And we're just like, you know what? We'll figure it out. It's a 2 hour flight. If we don't sit next to each other, that's okay. And so
But it on
it's.
the flight itself, I felt like it was, I don't know, like a bazaar. They were just constantly selling things. And
Selling.
I
They were selling
guess
like scratchers, scratch tickets, like lottery
those
tickets, the
e-cigarettes,
e-cigarettes,
remember?
before they were even like a thing now.
But I guess that's
And
how they
remember the
keep it.
boarding pass. If you didn't
Oh,
print your own
right.
boarding pass, it cost you 20 euros.
Yeah.
So they're you know, it's a super affordable, but there's all these rules and there's all these ways that they get you. So something to keep in mind. And we only ever flew with them the
I
one
think it was
time.
just that time, yeah.
And I remember it was they use the smaller airports, so they don't fly into, like, you know, for example, Paris. The big airport is, I think, Charles de Gaulle or something like that. We flew into Lille, which is like an hour away from Paris.
So then we took a bus
So
in.
then we took a bus in. It was still cheaper. But I remember us having some kind of issue. Like, if we didn't take off and land by a certain time, we would be arriving too late, and then the airport closes because it's in like a residential neighborhood. It closes at a certain
Yeah, I
time.
think that was the issue, the noise issue.
Yeah, so
Just something to
there's.
keep in mind with the smaller,
Yeah.
you know.
So definitely, if you're in Europe, move around. I've even seen instances where it's cheaper to fly than to take the train. I've heard a lot of people. We've actually never taken the train to go
No.
like cross country, or cross continent, I should say. But a lot of people say that it's actually cheaper to fly. So we've used EasyJet a couple times,
Yeah.
coming back from Rome.
Did we use Vueling one time?
Yeah, which now is no longer Vueling. Used to be called Vueling. Now I'm not sure who took them over. If it was Spanair, or I think they were. If they're still around, they are a Spanish airline. It was like an economy airline.
Right.
We use them to go from Barcelona to Lisbon.
But there's lots of options. Like if it's something you're
Yeah.
interested in, if you go online, you're going to find tons of different options, especially if you're, you know, if you're somewhat flexible on, you know, date and time. Like at that point we were. It was just more what's the cheapest, and that's when we'll make it work.
Yeah, exactly.
Now one thing, it wasn't, you know, it was a super cheap flight, but Paris was not a cheap city. That was
No.
one thing.
No, definitely. Like, that's the one thing with Europe. We go to Portugal and we stay at my mom's place. It's the best, you know, like I said, it's home away from home. We're near the beach and all that good stuff. So, and I'd say Portugal is still one of the cheaper countries to go visit.
Yeah, it's still affordable in terms of accommodations, in terms of food.
Yeah. Spain is still not that bad either.
Yeah, Spain's still pretty good.
You'll see a lot of tourists from the UK in both Portugal and Spain because it's a really short flight for them. And of course, there's beautiful beaches and lots of nice scenery and stuff to see there. But France was super expensive. Like, hotels were really expensive. I remember we paid $300 a night, and we were in what you would call like the suburbs of Paris.
And it was nice, like it was a decent
Yeah.
hotel, and I did actually like the area where we were in because it was quiet, it was really pretty, but you know, for being a tourist, it's, you know, we had to, did we take the bus? We would take the
We
subway
would
or
take
the
the
metro.
subway, the bus.
Yeah.
Sometimes we would walk as much as possible. And so, yeah, we stayed a little bit further out to save, but it's definitely, even for eating, like, Paris is an expensive city. There's no doubt. Like, for example, I remember in Barcelona, we've been to Barcelona twice now. We stayed like right on. There's an area called La Rambla and the Plaza Catalunya, which is kind of their main tourist area. So twice we've gone and we stayed basically right kind of central in that area,
Yeah.
and we spent about 100 euros a night, which is a lot of money, but in the middle of summer is really not
Yeah.
compared to, you
Because
know.
it's peak time and you're right there, like you're
Yeah.
right in the touristy area.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're right in the middle of everything. So Spain is still, you know, relatively inexpensive. And to be quite honest, I like Barcelona. It's still
Yeah.
one of my favorite places.
Me too. Well, that's why we went twice, right? So
Right.
we went once. The first time we went was on our honeymoon. And then I don't think it was the next year, I think it was the following year we went with some family because
Yeah.
they wanted to go and we liked it so much that we said, sure, we'll go back.
Yeah. We went with my
So.
sister and my brother-in-law the exact following year. The first year we drove,
Yes.
which was kind of cool,
But long,
but long,
tiring.
yeah. So
Too, because you did all the driving.
we drove. We rented a car on our honeymoon, and the original idea was to drive from kind of Lisbon, the Lisbon area. And if you look this up on the map, you'll kind of see it's a bit of a stretch, from Lisbon, Portugal. And if some of you don't know, basically there's within most of the United Kingdom, sorry, not the United Kingdom, the European Union or Europe, they don't really have borders, so you can just cross in from one country to the next without, you know,
Yeah.
being stopped or show a passport or anything like that. wasn't always that way, but that's how it is now. So we were going to drive from Portugal into Spain, stay in Madrid, then Madrid to Barcelona, stay there for a little while. Then right there, you're pretty much at the border of Spain and France, drive into France, kind of all the way along the Mediterranean coast, and go as far as kind of Nice, Saint-Tropez, those places there, Cannes and all that. And then Italy, we figured it was too far. But
that was going to be too far.
But we reached Barcelona and we liked it so much that
we stayed. We asked them if we could stay longer. So
we asked the hotel if they had accommodations for us to stay longer. They said yes, we did. And we just decided to hang out there for a bit longer and then make the trek home once we were done.
Yeah.
The cool thing was driving is crazy. Like driving there wasn't bad, but once we got to the city, that it was basically just park your car and just
walk.
Walk, take the subway,
especially
take the bus.
It's different in Europe, right? Like there was those massive roundabout. And if you're not used to all that, it would be difficult. Like I do not drive in Europe. You do all the driving. Because it's just, for me, it's different. And usually the cars are standard, not automatic.
Here's another good tip. If you are driving in Europe, take toll roads.
Yes.
The locals do not like to pay to drive on the toll roads. And they've now built, in most countries, Portugal and Spain anyways, for sure, they've built these fantastic highways. And there's very few cars on them because the locals find kind of small, take the smaller roads around. And if you're trying to get somewhere quick, and you're paying to be on them, but it wasn't that bad. Like I remember we crossed Spain from one side to the other, I think for like 20 euros.
I don't remember, but it wasn't astronomical.
Yeah, like it wasn't bad. So that's definitely a tip. Like if you're trying to get to places, yes, of course, if you take the smaller roads, more scenic, perhaps you're going to see different things, but we still stop places and little towns and stuff. So
if you're looking to get somewhere, you know, quickly, then I would say take the toll roads.
And honestly, it was unlike anything I've ever seen. It was, they tell you when there's photo radar because you're basically driving through a city. So they'll tell you that you have to slow down to 120 because that's the speed limit is 120.
Kilometers,
okay. Sorry. So you slow down to 120. They tell you when the radar is done, which is weird.
Yeah.
And which basically is like, okay, speed up.
You can speed again.
So we'd be going, and we just had like a Renault Clio or something, a little small European car. Which I remember was diesel and it wasn't bad. It was good. It had air conditioning, which was fantastic.
If you're driving through the summer, you need air conditioning in Spain.
Yeah.
You need it.
It's hot. And, but I'd be going like 150, 160 and there were cars like flying by me.
Yeah.
And
we were going slow compared to everybody else.
But you go through some like tunnels and stuff. It's really cool. It's a nice drive. On the way back, the mistake we made is I decided for whatever some stupid reason that I wanted to do the whole trip in one day. So we left Barcelona in the morning and we basically got home to, we were staying at my mom's place, which is in Sintra, just about a half hour out of Lisbon, that very same night. Yeah. So
that was like, 15 hours we were on the road?
It's more than that. It was more than that. I remember by the end
of it. It was pretty much just get in the car and go. And it's like, if I had to go to the bathroom, like we could stop, but I got to be quick because we got to get home.
Yeah. We basically barely stopped. And I'm happiest is when you're sleeping because
I don't have to go to the bathroom.
You don't need to stop to pee, which I'm like, how does somebody pee so much?
And I try not to drink when we do road trips.
Right. It's like you're absorbing water out of the air.
I suck it out of the air.
Even though it was so freaking dry and hot.
Oh.
But, so that was our honeymoon. And then actually what we did is we came back and the southern part of Portugal is called the Algarve. It's a province called the Algarve. So it's kind of the southern part is more the Mediterranean area that you're really still on the Atlantic Ocean, but you're in that area that opens up to the Atlantic. So the water's warmer, it's more calm, all that good stuff. We went and stayed at a resort there for a few days, which was really more to just chill out. So it was more of a relaxing vacation, which was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, because when we're in Barcelona or anywhere in Europe, like there's lots to see, right? So you're doing all the touristy stuff, you're walking a lot. So it was nice to have just kind of a quiet, chill out kind of break.
Yeah, and we won't get into it, but if anybody, if you're going to any of these places and you want any
Any
feedback or
tips?
tips on where to go or what to see or what to avoid, because there's some things that, they hype up and then you go see and you're kind of like, really, that's it. Definitely just reach out to us. We won't get into every place. Like, in Barcelona, that they've got, like, that church, the La Sagrada Familia, which is, they say, is the oldest
The
construction.
longest running construction project.
Yeah, that is definitely worth, it's definitely worth seeing, but I don't think I'd pay to go inside, having known what I know now. The outside
Which
is the most spectacular part. The inside is just, it's a
it's a
basic,
construction
it's a
zone
European church.
and it's a construction site.
Yeah.
Which city did we get, did we get a city pass 1 year when we went to London?
London, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, London, we got a city
Yeah. So
pass.
depending where you're going and what you want to do, sometimes it does make sense to get one of those passes. Like if you're going to go to two or three places and pay regular price, sometimes those passes end up making sense. It's not something we do often. It's just when we went to London in England, it worked out that, we'd save money and so we did it.
Yeah, we looked at what was on the list and it was kind of lined up with some most of the things we wanted to see. So we thought, hey, why not? Let's give it a shot.
Some places too, you can buy tickets in advance online so that you don't have
Yeah,
to wait in line.
there's a big tip. So, like, for example, Rome. If you're going to Rome, unless you're going with a tour group or something that's taking care of all this for you, we typically don't like to do that. We like to do things kind of on our own. We take public transportation. Basically, I like to be somewhere as long as we want to be there
Yeah,
and leave
we
when
want
we
to be
want to
on our
leave.
schedule.
We don't want to have to be following anybody around or be on somebody else's schedule. So, if you're going to the Colosseum, which I highly recommend, you can't
Yeah.
go to Rome and not see the Colosseum. Buy tickets online ahead of time because the lineup is ridiculous.
Yeah, there's
But
always a lot of tour groups too, and I
yeah.
don't think they're pre-booking, so there's just a lot of people. So if you've got that all in order, especially nowadays with the smartphones, you've got just everything on your phone.
Yeah, even just printed. Like I remember, I printed them out, and there was a lineup, a separate lineup for people who had already purchased their tickets. There was nobody in that lineup,
No.
but the lineup for just the regular lineup was like, geez, I can't even imagine how long you'd have to wait.
It was curling around the building.
Right,
So,
and the Vatican was the same thing. So the
yes.
Vatican Museum, anyways, the Vatican itself is a little different. Because I guess you go into St. Peter's Square and you see the Basilica and all that kind of stuff. But if you want to see like the Sistine Chapel, you have to go through the museum. And there you can buy tickets online as well. And they've got massive lineups. So another good tip is buy that stuff ahead of time because you don't want to spend your vacation standing
Yeah,
in line.
especially when you're, you're only somewhere for a short period of time, you want to make the most of it. So, one thing we did do too, when we were in Paris, when we went to the museum, so we wanted to, you're in Paris, you want to go see the Mona Lisa because
Oh,
you're there.
the Louvre.
Yes, sorry, the Louvre. We went towards the end of the day. I think it was maybe an hour and a half before it was closing, because we know there's just a couple of things we wanted to check out, because you would never be able to do it, the whole museum, even if you had a whole day. So we kind of pinpointed, these are the couple of things we want to see. We went at the end of the day, so there was no lineup. I don't remember if it was cheaper or not to get in, but then we were basically able to
Think
just,
it was a little cheaper.
I don't remember.
Now, keeping in mind, there's people who go there and they'll spend a week in that place
Just
because
in.
it is huge. But the Mona Lisa is extremely underwhelming, I
I
guess.
was, you know what? I don't know. In my mind, I was so excited, right? And then we get there, and I didn't realize the size of the painting. And at the time, it's up on the wall. It's enclosed in glass to protect it, obviously. It had a full-time security guard standing right next to it, and then it's completely roped off. So I don't even know how far back we were. But it's not like I could, go next to it and take a picture with it or anything, because you have to be so far away from it. And because you're so far and it's not very big to begin with, I did kind of feel like, oh wow, that's it? Like I pictured it,
Yep.
like this ma I pictured in my head this like massive painting, and I just was like, oh, it's just like, the portrait in my living room.
Yeah, pretty
So
much.
You know, I was a little bit disappointed that you couldn't get close to it so you could see it, but I understand, right? It's such a valuable piece of art.
The funny part is the same room the Mona Lisa was in, I don't know if it's still in, but on the opposite side. So everybody walks in and right away everybody looks at the Mona Lisa. It's in the middle of the room. There's guards. It's roped off. You can't even get very close to it. And I think it's behind like bulletproof glass and all this kind of stuff. But everybody's standing there staring at this little thing that you can't even get near. And then there's this absolutely incredible,
it's
massive
like the
painting.
Whole wall.
Yeah, behind you, which I think is called the wedding.
Is it the
supper
wedding,
or something like
the
that?
The wedding dinner?
The wedding, I don't know. It's a religious painting anyways, but it is cool. Like, it's so big. Like, you'll sit there and stare at it, and you could stare at it for a good half an hour and see something new, like, basically everywhere you look, because it's that big and there's that much going on. And that's something to be seen, but everybody's looking the other way.
It's called the Wedding Feast. That's what it's called.
The Wedding Feast.
I just Googled.
Yeah. So, yeah, that is the one that, you
that's
know,
like, wow, yeah.
That's worth the definitely the wait in line and the trip. But the Mona Lisa, nah, I guess you can say you saw it. That's about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, no, it was just, I don't know, like, and maybe I just thought it looked small and maybe people would be like, yeah, that looks right. But I had a different image in my head.
We learned a funny thing when we something I would recommend to anybody who does go to Paris, and we're all over the place here, which is fine. This is what this is for. But we did so Paris basically has like a big river running through it, kind of all the way around. So you could take these boat cruises. So we're on the boat cruise, and then you could put on these headphones, and they tell you some details. So apparently, like way, way, way back, there was some guy who worked at the museum, the Louvre. Who fell in love
right.
with the painting.
Yes, yes.
And he stole it and hid it under his bed.
Yeah, so there was a period of time where the Mona Lisa was missing, and it was under this guy's bed. I can't remember now how long, when this was.
It was a long time. I think it was like
how
years.
They found it,
years that it was under his bed before
yeah.
they found it.
Yeah.
And then there's all these conspiracy theories. It's not even the real painting that you're looking at, and who knows what's true, but
yeah,
it definitely attracts people there.
Yes, yes.
That's for sure. The grounds outside, like where the Louvre is, that's definitely something to be seen. That
yeah.
was really cool.
There was, I don't remember now the name of, like, there was that park. We sat and had lunch a few days, and especially in Paris, like, there's, you know, there's lots of cafes and pastry shops, so it's really nice. If you go a time in the year where you can be outside, where it's comfortable to sit outside, you know, you grab lunch or a sandwich, a snack, and it's nice to just sit and kind of people watch and,
yep.
and do that kind of thing.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of people just kind of hanging out and laying around, taking it easy. It's that kind of city. There's bridges everywhere. There's souvenirs everywhere. There's people asking you for money everywhere. So there's a lot of that too. You know, we've never had a problem, kind of knock on wood, I guess. But people do say in Europe you do need to be careful, especially for pickpockets and stuff. We have had experiences where we've seen like people say that they just got pickpocketed or accused somebody of trying to steal something from them. It's never happened to us, but I even had a cop, I remember in Barcelona, I had a backpack on, and he approached me and said that I should be wearing it on the front. And I thought that was weird, but
yeah.
basically explained that, you know, if I were on the front, it would be less likely that somebody would get into it. So
something to just keep in mind,
yeah.
you know, when you're traveling anywhere,
be smart
to be smart about it, be safe. Cause you don't, last thing on your vacation is you want to be dealing with something like that, right?
Don't be the guy who goes to buy a drink or the woman. You
don't
know,
be the person.
Don't be the person who goes to buy a drink and pulls out all the money you've taken on vacation. So now you're rifling through this foreign currency that you're unfamiliar with, which translates to hundreds of dollars, and somebody's sitting there staring and being like, you know, just counting how much money they could potentially steal from you. Like, don't be that guy or that woman.
Yeah, because we've seen it.
We've seen it, yeah. We see it all the time, right? So what I like to typically do is I'll put $20, $30, $40 in my right pocket, and that's kind of my, you know, buy a drink, quick meal, ice cream money, and I pull that out, and that's what I use to pay. And then from there, we kind of split the money around, put the kind of bigger denominations in places where, not so easily accessed, stuff like that, where you're not going to lose it because it just makes sense. And blend in as much as you can,
Yeah.
right?
As much as you want to have your camera, maybe don't wear it around your neck and, just don't look like a tourist, because that's who people are going to go after, right? If you look like you're a local, that's not who they want to target, so.
Right. So yeah, that's something that we've been fortunate. We haven't had any issues, but we've been warned. I even remember we had a cab ride in Madrid,
Right.
where it was like we had just gone to Madrid, and then this guy's like basically pointing out, where the police station
Yeah,
is,
in case of an
and in case
emergency,
of
go here, go
emergency,
here.
it's not 911, it's like
I think it's 112.
112 or something. And it was kind of scaring me a little bit,
Yeah,
because
it's
like, why
like,
are you telling me
geez.
all these bad things, right? But apparently it happens. So, and things like your passport and stuff, you definitely don't want to lose when you're in these places. But otherwise, I don't really have, I've never felt unsafe.
No, I don't think there's anywhere I've ever felt
Like in Europe,
unsafe.
I've never felt unsafe.
Yeah.
So.
And you want to stick to well-known places, with other people. Don't go down any dark alleys, because I'm saying that, but in Europe there literally is, little alleys and little,
Yeah.
so you don't want to.
And you probably definitely do different at night than you do during the day, right?
Yeah.
So it's like that everywhere, but yeah, I'd still definitely recommend, Portugal, Spain, Paris, we've been there, liked it, London, liked it, Rome, definitely worth the trip. We've got more on our list that we want to see.
Yeah, I want to go to Venice. We've talked about Venice a few times. I want to see that. There's lots of places we want to go. I'd love to go to Australia, but
It's a long flight.
it's just really far. So
Yeah.
one day we'll get to it.
And then, of course, for us, it's fairly easy down south. 3 hours from here, we live in Toronto, so it's about 3 hours to like the Bahamas, 3 hours to Florida, 3 hours to Cuba, 3.5 hours to Mexico, 4 hours to the Dominican. So it's, all pretty close. We've been to the Dominican. Both Puerto Plata and Punta Cana,
We
like
went to La Romana.
La Romana as well, yeah, which is near Punta Cana, I believe. We like both. We just haven't been back because the beaches and stuff were incredible, but yeah, you got sick.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember how long ago that
That
was.
was pretty bad. I remember that was bad.
Yeah, we were in the Dominican in about, I think 3 days in or so. We were there for a week. 3 days in or so, it was something I ate. It had to be something I ate, and I was just sick. And not just sick like I can just stay in my room, like sick that I had we had to go find a doctor. And we're not even really sure what it was, but I was just at the point I just wanted to come home. I was so uncomfortable. I couldn't anytime I would eat anything, I would throw up. And now you're in a foreign country. Like when you're sick, you just want to be at home in your own bed, but now you're in a foreign country and it's hard
And it was
to
just the
deal with
two of
it. And
us,
it's just the
so.
two of us. Language barrier, even as much as we can communicate, because of our Portuguese background, it's still a challenge. And I just wanted to come home, so we actually end up coming home early.
We were
So.
lucky, well, lucky. There was a doctor on the resort who agreed to write a note because the stipulation with the travel insurance was we needed to have a doctor who said that the patient would be better off going home. So I kind of convinced him to write that in a note. And so with that note, I was able to get us a flight out kind of, I think, 4 days the next day after or something, or 2 days
Yeah.
after. It was expensive. I remember that. The flight back was expensive, but we got reimbursed for it. So that worked out. So travel insurance, for sure.
Yes, travel
Get travel
insurance is
insurance.
important. One thing we discovered in the last couple of years, so before we would just buy travel insurance for the trip. But now what we actually do is it makes more sense for us to buy an annual travel insurance policy because it works out to be about the same price
As one trip.
as one trip, and now you're covered for, 1 year.
I think it covers like it's a high number of like trips, like 8 trips a year, a maximum of 3 months each or something. You know, there's other stipulations, like you have to be in good health and stuff before. Like, they're not going to cover you for a heart attack if you just had a heart attack a month before you go away or something like that. But that's, you know, no insurance
Yeah,
company
I
will.
think any of them are going to
But in
be.
general, to have, like, a lot of people have it through work, and we do
We do,
too.
we have it through work, but we still buy that annual policy just because we've had situations where we've
Right.
used it. And so, you know, to be honest, we pay about two, I think it's 240 Canadian dollars for the year,
Yeah, it's a good,
which is,
it's money well spent.
it's, yeah, we've used it. To one time when I was in the US and I had that dental problem, I was in so much pain, but it was 4th of July weekend, so I couldn't find a dentist anywhere. So we ended up going to a hospital, and that was a $4,000 bill at the end of the day. But since I had the insurance, they covered it. So definitely, you know, if you're looking at traveling, you just never know what could happen, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you hope that nothing does, but if something.
And it adds to the cost. Let's be honest, when you're spending a bunch of money to go somewhere, last thing you want to do is be spending more money
Right.
on something like insurance, but it definitely is worth
We've
it.
had the experience where it has been worth it twice, so.
Yeah, so yeah, that's a definite tip from our perspective, I guess. Yeah, so anyways, this is getting long and you know, longer than we expected. No one's joined us on the live stream as we
No.
expected.
Yeah,
So,
still just us
anyways,
two.
maybe someday. But you know, just so you know, we do travel quite a bit. We've only ever done one cruise, funnily enough, because we didn't really like it. It's not really our thing.
What I didn't like about the cruise, like the ship was beautiful. I didn't personally feel like I was on a ship, like I was worried about feeling
Yeah, that didn't
seasick and
bother
that
me
stuff.
either.
The
No.
food was really
That
good.
was good.
You know, there was a lot of amenities on the ship. What I didn't like is that, you know, you're docking somewhere for the day and you have a certain amount of time there and then you've got to get back on the ship, like
Right.
or the ship's going to leave without you. So, you know, we were in beautiful places that we were really enjoying, but we're like, we have to leave now. So we just didn't like being on a schedule where we couldn't decide, oh, you know what, we like it here, we're going to stay here.
Exactly.
So it's not that we didn't like the
But hey,
cruise.
there's people I bet who their goal might be I want to see as many places as possible in a
Yeah,
short period of time.
it was a good way because we saw
That's
in
yeah.
that week we went to four different places. So it's good for that if
Yeah.
you want to knock off a few places off your list. But yeah.
Last year we around this time we went to Tulum, Mexico. So it's just south of Cancun. Well, there's Cancun, Mayan Riviera, and now Tulum is kind of the one that seems to be popping with all these new resorts, and it's kind of still somewhat unspoiled, but nice places there. So it's about an hour's drive from the Cancun airport, so that's the only downside.
It's a little further, yeah.
The one thing we would
But
recommend there, a tip if you can afford it, private transportation. So there's various companies that provide private transportation from the airport to the resort. Of course, you could always just take the bus that's included with your ticket for the most part if you buy an all-inclusive trip. But what we thought was, you know, the amount of time, it's already a long distance. The bus is going to stop a bunch of times to drop people off along the way, different resorts. So we rented it's like a minivan, really. It's air conditioned, they give you some water, and they're there waiting for you when you get there, you know, with a little clipboard with your name on it. And they take you directly to your hotel, then they pick you up the day of to come back, and they take you directly back to the airport. So basically, you're beating the rush both ways, which is
yeah,
kind of cool.
we got, you know, at arrival, we beat everyone, like the tour bus or
Yeah.
whatever. We beat everyone to the resort. We were already checked in our
Yeah.
room, and then having lunch by the time everyone else was arriving. So yeah, if it's something you can do,
Because it was
we would do it
in
again.
all honesty, you know, it was a bit, depending, I guess, depending on how you look at it, right? It was over 100 kilometers each way, but it was $129. So $129, it gave us those perks. So if it's something you can afford, I think it's a big tip, something to consider for sure. So
And on the way, like going back, you know.
we won't do it now
Yeah, this time
because
we won't do it.
we're close by.
It's not too far from the resort's not too far from the airport, and it's late at night, so we're thinking better to stick with the crowd off the bus and the tour guide or whatever you want to call them. But yeah, for the longer distance kind of stuff, if it's something that you can afford and you want to do, we enjoyed it. We thought it was worthwhile spending that money.
Yeah, for sure. I guess the last thing maybe we'll leave people with is the country we probably know the best, other than, actually, I'd say we probably even know better than Canada, because Canada's huge and we have seen different parts of Canada, but definitely not as much as, as we probably should have. We've been to Vancouver on the West Coast. I personally have been to Moncton, but for work, so that doesn't really count, which is on the East Coast. And Montreal and places like that, it's
Yeah.
not that far from us, so we can
Montreal,
drive there.
Ottawa, they're within driving distance.
But Portugal is probably the place we know the best, and that's just because we go there every year. We try to see different things. We've gotten to the point now where we just do the same stuff over and over because it's
Because we have
weird.
our favorite places and things we like to do while we're there. There's our favorite like bakeries, our favorite cafes, our favorite restaurants.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
my favorite spot on the beach.
So if anybody out there is looking to go to Portugal and is looking for tips, things like kind of off the beaten path, avoiding tourist traps, wants tips on places to eat or anything like that, definitely hit us up because we've definitely got some good tips there. We won't get into them, but just keep that in mind. We'd love to help if someone's considering it. Spain as well, we can give you some recommendations. We've seen, quite a bit, probably not as much yet as we'd like to. There's a few places we still want to go in Spain, but we've been to a few places in Spain. Just keep in mind that between like noon and 3, everything's closed. Everybody's on
Time
their
for a
siesta,
siesta.
especially in the summer. Well, in the summer.
And I understand why they do it now.
Well, because it's so hot.
You can't do anything, it's so hot.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I think that's it
I
for.
think, oh wow, and that's
We talked
46
a lot more
minutes.
than we thought we would.
That's 46 minutes. Wow,
All
that's a long
right.
time.
So
So
we'll
yeah, we'll
wrap it
wrap it
up.
up. For sure, we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, so if you've got
I think
questions.
the moral of it, of the story is, and it kind of ties back to yesterday's discussion, right? It's that whole stuff
Versus
versus
experience.
experiences. Definitely experiences, definitely travel, see new things, make time, save the money for it. We know it's difficult. We do our best. All you can do is do your best, but definitely make time for it. And that's kind of where we're coming from. So if there's anything we could do to help, again, remember you can reach us at on Twitter at Dinks Podcast. So that's DINKS Podcast. And also on Instagram at Dinks Podcast. So that's DINKS Podcast as well. So yeah, follow us there and leave us a comment, a message. Give us some ideas. We need some ideas. Tell us whether or not we're doing a good job because, if somebody doesn't listen soon, I'm just gonna stop.
Well, I'm listening.
Although I gotta say, I do like doing this, even if it is
Yeah,
just
today I
us.
had fun. Today, I felt I didn't realize we had been talking for 45 minutes, so.
Yeah, and you're kind of we're reminiscing about stuff that we've done and been through, and
Yeah.
like when you brought up Niagara Falls, like wow,
I know, you
yeah.
didn't even remember.
So totally interesting. So anyways, wrapping up. Thanks everyone. If you took the time to listen to this, as always, thank you.
Thank
We
you.
appreciate you. And
We'll talk to you next time.
we'll talk to you next time. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.